I am very pleased to be sitting opposite a man you've heard many times on this station. He's a songwriter, he's a social commentator, painter, all-around artist, Mr. Dan Byrne. Welcome to WKY.
Thanks.
We're just thrilled to have both of you here before you head up to Dayton tomorrow and Columbus after that. How's the tour been treating you guys so far?
Well, it kind of starts here.
Starts here?
Yeah.
Well, are we the first stop or close to the first stop?
You are the first.
Wow. Well, we feel very privileged.
Right here. Yeah.
We hope it treats you fine as it goes on.
I'm sure.
My first real exposure to your music was a little video that went viral a while back called President. It was based off a song off your record of My Country 2, I think, from mm-hmm. back in 2004. Do you still get a lot of requests for that one?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't really do it so much anymore.
A little past time.
Some songs kind of serve their purpose for a time period, and some are more timeless.
For those of you out there who haven't heard it, the song basically just details what you would do as president in your first week or two. I imagine it was kind of cathartic at that point to roll off that list of ideas.
Definitely. I mean, sometimes it still feels like, you know, you wanna go that way, but at that time in 2004, definitely.
If you haven't checked it out, do yourself a favor and look it up online. It's great stuff. Since then, and certainly before that, you have been a very prolific artist, not just music-wise. We'll get to your other ventures in just a little bit. I'm looking through the list here. You have put out a solid studio record just about every year since 2001 or so. And right now you got a live album, something the fans have been clamoring for a while, called Live in Los Angeles. What made you decide it was time to do a live record? Were you feeling sorry for the tape traders and the bootleggers?
Nah, you know, I'd started playing with some guys called Common Rotation out in Los Angeles. And I just had a kid last summer.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. So, you know, I wasn't touring so much, and it seemed like it'd be fun to you know, commandeer a club for a night and get some people in there and do some new songs, but also some songs that were really live songs that I hadn't put on a record before, because, you know, they really kind of needed an audience. So there's kind of a mixed bag in there. And there's a song that I wrote for the Walk Hard movie also, mm-hmm. that Mike Viola, who I wrote it with, came in and did. Just kind of a convergence of people and stuff that can't necessarily do on the road all the time, you know, having the right people around. I don't know. It was fun. That was mainly the point.
All right. Well, speaking of live music, why don't we get a song in here? What do you want to play first?
This one's going to be called Raining in Madrid. I guess we'll just play it.
All right. Dan Byrne, live on WUKY.
Now that our economy is going to the dogs, maybe we'll sing and dance and make love like they've always done in Spain. Maybe we'll have a champion like Rafael Nadal, full of passion and the need to prove himself time and again. And maybe Hollywood starts making movies that the world can love, sad and bittersweet and full of pain. It's raining in Madrid tonight, snowing in my head, and I'm waiting on my friends, and a sign from the gods to come out and play. Now that our economy is going to the dogs, now that our economy is going to the dogs, maybe we'll have flamenco music like they've always done in Spain. Maybe we'll be like the folks in Argentina, who know how to laugh and take their showers in the rain. And maybe Hollywood dad starts making movies at the work, and love's sad and bittersweet and full of pain. It's raining in Madrid tonight. It's snowing in my head. I'm waiting on my friends and a sign from the gods to come out and play. Now that our economy is going to the dogs. Science and the math and all become painters. Maybe we'll write poems like Federico Garcia Lorca, throw away our TVs and our cars and dress like Quakers. Maybe Hollywood starts making movies at the work and love, sad and bittersweet and full of pain. It's raining in Madrid tonight, snowing in my head. I'm waiting on my friend and a sign from the gods to come out and play. Now that our economy is going to the dogs.
Dan Byrne live on WUKY. Maybe a bright spot there with economic news in that song.
Yeah, we try to get it where we find it.
Well, one thing that really comes out when people listen to your music or research it online, as I was doing last night, is your command of language. And there's lots of comparisons that always pop up. There's Dylan and there's Woody Guthrie, and we'll just spare you the litany because I'm sure you've heard them before.
Once or twice.
I want to know what your process is like. Do you sit down and with a plan in mind, or do you get an idea and you have to ask yourself, is this a song? Is this a short story? Mm-hmm. And go from there?
Well, usually I know somehow, you know. I mean, mostly it's songs, I guess. Sometimes, if I'm riding around in a car for months and something, you know, keeps going, then maybe it's a story or a book or something. But
was there a germ that got that last song started for you, or was that just a series of things?
That was, well, I was in Madrid right when the whole meltdown started coming along, at the sort of the end of 08. You know, most of them are little snapshots, I guess, and they tumble out pretty fast.
Another thing that comes across in reading about you is also your dislike of labels, which is something the industry is pretty fond of. And by that, I don't mean record labels, although that might come into play too, but actual labels, folk artists, satirists. Everything today is post this and neo that, and there's more of a feeling of freedom with your work. Talk about your philosophy when it comes to what you do.
Well, I guess, I mean, you're right. You know, it's always felt like, you know, description of something is limiting, and, you know, the tendency is to want to hyphenate over, you know.
It's a lot of hyphenating going on.
10, 11 things. Yeah. I mean... I usually try to bring it to the most basic sort of description. You know, I play the guitar, I write songs, and more than that, it sometimes felt like, you know, you're putting limits on yourself. There's so many ways to go about doing anything, and songs for sure, and
You know, I try to feel like the next song, you know, I have no idea what it's going to be like until it sort of finds its own way out.
And that's a little more freeing, I guess, than trying to sit down and I'm going to write a song about this or that.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you'll do that, but you don't know how it's going to happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, I think the philosopher Hume was famous for, you know, just because the sun's come up 3 trillion times in the morning doesn't mean it's necessarily going to tomorrow.
Exactly.
And maybe it does mean that, but, you know, you want to feel like there's something new ahead that I mean, the reason I write songs, I think, is to discover stuff, you know. And if you feel like you already know how it's going to be, then it kind of takes the fun out of it.
That also leads you outside music sometimes. There's painting, there's novel writing. You wrote Quitting Science back in 2004. Do each of those different disciplines inform each other for you, or does the medium dictate the message more often?
Well, I find when I paint, it opens up all kinds of things. I write songs when I'm painting that I don't think I would have written if I, you know, if I wasn't painting. They do kind of bounce back and forth, and it's incredibly freeing to engage in an art form that has nothing to do with words.
Right.
You know, after sort of doing only that for very long time.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's always the risk, I suppose, of somebody thinking that, you know, you're falling into some kind of dilettante-ish trap, but, you know, our lives are our own, and we're not really auditioning for anybody, so, you know, if you find meaning in something, you know, go for it.
So, all about not being pigeonholed, basically.
Yeah, that's the story.
Do you have a favorite art form? Is one more rewarding than the other for you?
I mean, at this point, I think my most fun thing is these days is writing for projects that might lie outside of my own scope. You know, writing for movies that that involve getting inside of a character that's not me. You know, I you write things then that you would have never written if it was just, you know, for yourself. And that's pretty freeing.
Is there any genre or art form that you haven't tried that you'd like to?
Well, let's see.
Get some acting in there, maybe? Filmmaking?
I still feel like, you know, there's some bullfighting in me.
The other thing that's amazing to me when you go back and listen to your work is the different perspectives, like you brought up, that you've actually already really worked with. I mean, you've got songs that use humor, like My Little Swastika and President. Then there's something that comes along that could be a good comedy premise, like the narrator in God Said No, asking if he can go back and mess with history. But that turns out to be a really, really moving song. And I'm curious, does a song ever shift perspective for you while you're writing it? Does it go from dark comedy to tragedy or vice versa?
Very much so, yeah. And, you know, a lot of this stuff, I'm just sort of, I feel like I'm following the train. I don't know where it's necessarily going to go. Sometimes they sort of circle back on themselves and they sort of end up where they start. But, yeah, I mean, I think you put your finger on it. That's the impetus for a lot of this stuff. It's like, you know, it starts somewhere, but it ends up someplace else, and the intrigue is seeing where that's going to end up, and sort of seeing it through.
Do you treat the humorous songs differently from the less humorous songs? It seems to me like you treat both seriously, if that makes any sense, taking time to get things right, no matter what it is.
That's right. I mean, every song has its own set of rules, you know, and you're sort of in charge of that, but you're also not. I mean, you're the, you know, hopefully without sounding, you know, too highfalutin about it, you know, you're the vessel of it. You know, the song is what you're serving, and you know, a dead funny song is something to respect, just like the other ones. And you know, I think probably my favorites are the ones that have aspects of both and do kind of shift and you know, I mean, it's like if you see a movie or anything, read a book, and if you're laughing and crying at the same time, then something's going on.
Well, for those of you just joining us, I'm Josh James talking with Dan Byrne, or Bernstein, as he's also known. By the way, tell us the story behind Bernstein.
Well, that was actually my dad's original name. That was the family name, and he changed it when he came to America. Fairly far along in his life. I went back to where he grew up, Lithuania, about 10 years ago. And there are still, we found some peasant people, I guess. And they still remembered the family.
Wow.
And with that name. And it just kind of took root even more than it had before. And it's in there. It's part of it.
So a connection to history there with that.
Yeah.
What's on the horizon for Dan Byrne? Are you in the middle of writing new material? What's next?
I got a couple records in the works that I've been working on for over a year starting to see the finish line. And there's hopefully a lot more projects. I moved back to L.A. About a year and a half ago just to do more kind of projects. There's a new movie coming out called Get Him to the Greek in June that I had a hand in writing some songs, and hopefully, you know, more of all of it.
Cool. Well, we will keep an eye out for all of that. We had one of your friends, Ani DeFranco, here not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Any plans to tour with her again?
No plans. Always good to see her and hear of her.
You guys stay in touch at all?
A little bit. She's busy with a young one, too.
This is true. I met the young one as well.
Uh-huh.
I was reading some concert reviews of yours to prepare for today, too, and some words that popped out. Byrne's show is like a conversation with the audience. It's cathartic. What do you want people to take away from your shows?
You know, probably the same thing I want to take away if I go see a show. You know, I want to be inspired and to do whatever I do. Maybe have a song or two stuck in my head.
That's always good. It's always good. How about another tune?
Sure. Well, maybe we'll do that one you mentioned, God Said No. I met God on the edge of town, where the wind meets a stillness, where the darkness meets the light, where the ocean meets the sky, where the desert meets the rain, where the earth meets the heavens, on the edge of town, I met God. I asked God, do one thing for me, send me back in time, send me to Seattle, let me go find Kurt Cobain, take away his gun, take away his bullets, talk to him, make him want to live, tell him how we love him, help him see his glory. God said no. If I sent you back, if you really found him, you would only ask him if he could help you get a deal, if he knows a lawyer, if he can help you. God said no. Thank you. send me to Berlin. Let me go find the one called Hitler. I will stalk him. I will bring him down. I will bring along a powerful gun loaded with bullets. Obliterate his memory. God said no. If I sent you back, you would get caught up in theory and discussion. You would let your fears delay and distract you. You would make friends. You would take a lover. God said no. God, do one thing for me. Send me back in time. Send me to Jerusalem. Let me go. Let me go find Jesus. Let me save his life as they try to kill him. Let me take him down, down from the cross. Take the iron from his body. Try to heal his wounds. And God said no. If I sent you back, if you really found him walking with the cross, you would stare. Your tongue no longer working. Eyes no longer seeing. Ears no longer hearing. God said, time, time belongs to me. Time's my secret weapon, my final advantage. God turned away from the edge of town. I knew I was beaten, and then that was all I had. God said, no.
Dan Byrne live on WUKY. That is just a gorgeous song.
Thanks.
Dan, thanks so much for dropping by.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to come in. Thanks.
It has been a pleasure. Come back soon, all right?
Will do.